Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's not just the fans that are back in WWE. Let's get to what happened at Money in the Bank in a moment. Plus, some details on some new starters for Impact Wrestling and a Lucha Underground star looking for a SummerSlam tryout. For Monday, July the 19th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The moment John Cena returned to WWE after a very long absence from the company. Last time we saw him, he was being destroyed in the Firefly Funhouse, and we thought we'd never see the likes of him again. And there he was last night, live and in person at Fort Worth for Money in the Bank. And what we saw on TV was simply John Cena arriving at the behest of Roman Reigns, and then the show ended. So what did John Cena say to the live crowd? Let's take a listen.
So weird, because I'm used to you guys telling me how much I suck. Man, this feels pretty good. I see this dude's sign over here. It says, if Cena shows up, we cheer. Is this like Bizarro World? What's going on? Tonight, I just wanted to come out here and let Roman Reigns know that I was back, and I certainly wanted to come out here to let all of you know that I'm back. And I promise you, this is not a one night only, but what's special to me is that this is the first night. As always, I want to thank all the WWE superstars for putting their lives and their bodies on the line to entertain all of you, but most importantly, I missed you guys. I really missed you guys. So as much as I'm thankful and grateful for them, man, I love you guys, and I really, really missed you, and thank you so much for being here tonight and making this moment special to me and special to everybody in here. Thank you so much. Have one hell of a night.
Cena confirming this is not a one time only, this is the first time, as John Cena is set to be a part of WWE programming going forward. Now, this is expected to be where we begin the journey for John Cena versus Roman Reigns. set to be the main event for SummerSlam next month. This is yet to be officially announced, though, but it's looking very likely this is where we are heading. We will find out, I think, definitively tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, as, yeah, he's going to be there as well.
You can't see me. You can see me. Money in the Bank shocked the world with so many surprises. So many of the WWE Universe have a litany of questions. Who, what, when, where, why, amongst others. Well, I'm not going to make you wait for answers. I am kicking off Monday Night Raw to tell you my motivation. And you're not going to want to miss it. Oh, by the way, if you're in the Dallas area, get your butt to Monday Night Raw to see it live.
WWE well and truly back in the live event game, aren't they? Pushing fans to attend Monday Night Raw tonight. Is this going to be the most interesting episode of Monday Night Raw in about a year? I think it might be. So John Cena now back in the fold as we head towards SummerSlam. Also last night at Money in the Bank, other things did happen. We saw titles changing hands. Charlotte Flair is once again the Raw Women's Champion, after battering Rhea Ripley's leg with the steel steps and getting a tap-out win with the figure eight. This was an interesting match. It started off, we'll talk more about it in Graded later today, but it started off with the crowd really not into it at all, and nothing but respect to Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. They worked incredibly hard to get the match and the fans back on side throughout it, and it turned into an absolute show stealer almost. And there was a moment during this match where the stream went blank. And a few people asked why that happened. If you're one of those that did ask, it's because Charlotte Flair flipped off the crowd. And they tried their best to cut Charlotte flipping off the crowd from the live feed. I don't know how well it worked. But that is something that happened once the We Want Becky chant started. Charlotte Flair just told Fort Worth that she thought they were number one. So that was nice of her. This is the fifth women's title reign with the Raw women's title for Charlotte Flair. She's now a 13-time singles champion in WWE, five of those from Monday Night Raw, two of those from NXT, a Divas title, and five SmackDown women's titles. Also last night, the Usos defeated the Mysterios on the pre-show to become the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Now, this is the seventh tag title run for the Usos in WWE. And the finish saw Jimmy Uso rolling up Rey, Jey Uso using his feet to give extra leverage. It was a cheeky, sneaky win that put all the belts in the bloodline. Few people very upset about this result, what with Jimmy Uso in real life getting a DUI arrest. And regardless of that, WWE see fit to not punish Jimmy Uso for it, and they continue their plans unabated in this Uso head of the table storyline. And consequently, now Jimmy Uso, along with his brother Jay, is the SmackDown Tag Team Champion once again. The other big rivalry throughout this night wasn't so much between wrestlers, it was the fans versus Peacock. So PW Insider, we're getting some details on this as it was progressing. Lots of fans across America getting frustrated with technical issues from the Peacock streaming service. PW Insider say that they heard from readers across the country who had issues with the screen and the stream stuttering, despite whether they were using an Amazon Fire TV stick, Roku, whether they were using the web browser, wherever they watched Peacock, there were technical issues. And they also found out that WWE was not aware there were any issues. And the problems came from Peacock and not WWE. There was nothing that was coming out of Fort Worth, Texas that was causing any technical issues. The WWE Network, which we here in the UK use, there were zero problems there. In fact, it looks as if WWE Network feed was what Peacock ended up taking, because once the glitches got fixed, you noticed that there were no Peacock logos on the screen, apparently. So it suggests to me that they couldn't get their own stream fixed, so they simply piggybacked onto the WWE Network one. It certainly seems that way anyway. A lot of people very upset with the way that Peacock handled this situation. The first big pay-per-view in front of fans since WrestleMania, and it all goes a little bit Pete Tong on Peacock if you're watching it on there. Nothing to do with WWE itself. It seems like it's an issue with the Peacock streaming service. There'll be more throughout the day on this at cultaholic.com. And we're going to talk about everything that went down at Money in the Bank on the YouTube channel. If you want blow-for-blow accounts on what happened, you can now watch What Happened at Money in the Bank, hosted by Jack. If you want a bit more of a breakdown of the match quality and stuff that we had, join me on Graded a little later on today. And for all those weird and wonderful moments that we experienced during the show, check out WTF Moments, the fails from Money in the Bank with Ross at youtube.com/cultaholic a little later today.
Right now.
Yeah, Brian is not happy about this at all. You'll notice that Chelsea has a cast on her left arm. Dr. Ross has cleared Chelsea to compete in this match here tonight.
Yeah, she's got an injury here, but it's not going to stop her from competing. And now Chelsea Green is the wild card in this entire match. And I used the word wild intentionally.
That was Chelsea Green making her Impact Wrestling return at the other big event from this past weekend, Slammiversary. It felt like the crossroads of the wrestling world did Slammiversary. Stars from Impact, AEW, NWA, AAA, New Japan, all in Nashville on Saturday night. There was a lot to dissect from that particular show. A few details on some of the new recruits for Impact Wrestling and what their future holds in store. Chelsea Green, as you heard there, making her return to the company. Fightful Select have reported that her deal to come to Impact was one that was worked out around the same time as her Ring of Honor deal. It's not a full-time contract with Impact, nor is it a full-time contract with Ring of Honor, but both companies are aware that she's kind of dipping into both at different times. So it's a very casual deal between Ring of Honor and Impact and Chelsea Green. And I think that serves Chelsea Green incredibly well. We saw a trailer, a vignette for the Drama King, Matt Morris, the artist formerly known as Aiden English, on Slammiversary. So we're getting Aiden English very, very soon as part of Impact Wrestling. And his role seems to be a little bit more full-time than Chelsea Green's. Fightful Select reporting this as well, saying that Matt Morris is getting a solid push as a heel on Impact Wrestling. And he's going to be a big part of the mixed tag team event that Impact are running up until their next special event, Homecoming. So lots planned for Matt Morris since they've now done a bulk of TV tapings. I'm sure you can go out there if there is any details out there. If there's tapings in front of fans, you'll be able to find out exactly what went down with Matt Morris. But apparently big things planned for him. And let's talk about the Impact World Champion, the still Impact World Champion, Kenny Omega. A bloodbath against Sami Callihan, headline Slammiversary. And we saw a showdown with his next challenger, it seems, Switchblade Jay White, at the very end. That finish of the end of the show, where it looked as if the cameras cut away early, apparently that was part of the plan, to cut away and leave this chaotic noise going on. It was all part of the design, so we understand. I also say there, who is apparently or should be the next challenger for the Impact World title, Jay White, it could be somebody else. So during the pay-per-view, Don Callis, Kenny Omega's manager, said that the Impact World champion, Kenny Omega, was tougher than Nick Gage, who is the reigning GCW World Champion, one of the biggest indie promotions in the States. Game Changer Wrestling heard this and they tweeted saying, "Omega tougher than Gage? Don Callis, what are you smoking, pal? You and Kenny are welcome to come and prove it, but you have to get in line. And the line starts this Saturday at GCW Homecoming Weekend. Saturday, Gage versus Cardona. Sunday, Gage versus Omega? See you there? Question marks. Kenny Omega has yet to respond to this challenge to rock up at GCW Homecoming. That'd be pretty fun to see. He's been one of those champions that's just turned up in lots of different places as Kenny Omega. Quite like the idea of him maybe collecting the GCW title in the process. Could you imagine? Just get another belt on Kenny Omega. Why not? That could be a thing. It could be a thing. Full results from Slammiversary. If you haven't checked them out yet, you can find out all about them online at cultaholic.com. And you can re-watch Adam Pacitti's reactions to Slammiversary at youtube.com/cultaholic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WWE, as we know, back on the live event run. They've already cancelled two shows, so we'll get an update on those now. It was announced on Friday that WWE cancelled a SmackDown TV event in Atlanta. That's now taking place in Knoxville, Tennessee. PW Insider have confirmed that for us. We also now understand that the WWE Super Show, a combined Raw and SmackDown house show, has been cancelled for August the 8th. That was set to come out of Gainesville, Florida. The venue's website has confirmed the news. No reason has been given. No rescheduling details either. The house show business for WWE was incredibly rough before the world shut down. And maybe, just maybe, it might take them a little while longer to be at a point where they can run five or six shows per week once again. We will see. Kevin Nash was on the Broken Skull Sessions immediately after Money in the Bank, chatting to Stone Cold Steve Austin about all manner of things. He revealed that he's been at the Performance Center working with a current Raw star. He says, quote, "I was working with the big guy, Omos, and with AJ. Big dude. I was working with him." Nash went on to say that he believes Omos is money. Big Daddy Cool Diesel giving the nod to one half of the Raw Tag Team Champions this morning. And a Lucha Underground star is looking to attend a WWE tryout. So we know that the E are doing tryouts in Vegas ahead of SummerSlam next month. And Marty Kausas, aka Lucha Underground's Marty the Moth Martinez, has revealed to Wrestling Inc. that he's applied to go. He says, "I did the tryout at the Performance Center, and then really not too much came of that. And then I was told to put in for the tryouts that's coming up here at SummerSlam. So I've done that. Now, I don't know if I've been accepted or anything, but I put my stuff in, so we'll see what happens out of that." I think Marty the Moth would be a great get, maybe for NXT or for 205 Live. I hope they don't miss Marty the Moth. That'd be very disappointing. Full results from last night's Money in the Bank pay-per-view over at cultaholic.com right now. You can check out our YouTube channel throughout the day for what happened at Money in the Bank, Money in the Bank graded, and the fails, those WTF moments from Money in the Bank with Ross later on. Also on the YouTube channel, how about a list of some of the greatest non-pay-per-view ladder matches? There have been some absolute belters from the ladder match world. A lot of them happened on TV that you might have forgotten about. We'll do a list of 10 of them, and you can watch it at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. We go behind the match once again on the YouTube channel. We'll take a look at the build-up to Seth Rollins' monumental cashing in of his Money in the Bank briefcase. The heist of the century, JBL called it. We go into incredible detail, a deep dive into the making of that moment in a brand new episode of Behind the Match. In case you missed it over the weekend on the podcast feed, a special podcast presentation, a brand new intermittent series called Cultaholic Conversations, where I sit down with a legend of the wrestling world and chat about their life and their times and what they've got coming up. And there's a wonderful conversation waiting for you on the podcast feed with the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. We chat with Shamrock about his time in the Ultimate Fighting world. We talk about his run in the WWF, talk about why he disappeared from the wrestling world, what made him come back, and what he is working on right now. He is looking to change the game of mixed martial arts, and he shares all of that with me on our podcast feed right now in Cultaholic Conversations. Check it out by subscribing to the podcast feed if you haven't done so already. I'm hoping that by hearing this, you are already there. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It's Monday Fun Day. Andrew is back from tonight from 6 o'clock, and he's going to be, no doubt, basking in his own glory, a la Keith Lee, since somebody is going to be doling out some Money in the Bank chops to Ross. I'm sure he will be looking for pointers on delivery and other things at twitch.tv/cultaholic later today. You will see the Twitch channel start to get back to normal this week. We've been very inconsistent due to a lot of other things going on. I know I'll be back on Twitch this week. I'll be back on there tomorrow and on Friday for Love You By Friday. You may notice the location is slightly different as well, as we're heading back into the office after a long, long 18 so months being in isolation stations. We're finally at a point where we can proudly reveal that we're going to be moving back into the offices at Cultaholic. And that means you are very close to getting news videos together again. Already, it was mentioned on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast that next week you'll have Matthew, Jack, and Ross back in the same room together again. Order is being restored. And I wanted to take a moment to say thank you for your constant support over the last year and a half. It has been a wild and woolly time, and that is putting it so very, very lightly. But we are so proud to be able to get to a point where we can go back to work. And we couldn't have done it without your support during this ridiculous time. So on behalf of all of the Cultaholic OGs, on behalf of the editing team, the writing team, the social team, and on behalf of myself, thank you for being there throughout this weird time. Honestly, we couldn't have got through it without you. So thank you. I will speak to you tomorrow, where I'll be recording this in the office. I know. You may not notice a difference. You may hear less traffic on some parts of the news because I'll be in a studio. But I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.